Grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Coming to you live from Hops and Grain Brewing in Austin, Texas, it's the Dudes and Beer 100th Episode Extravaganza. Yeah, well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Dudes and Beer official 100th episode, coming to you live from Hops and Grain Brewing. I am Chris Jordan, your host. With me is Stephen Bishop, our co-host. How you doing tonight, Steve-o? Go ahead.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah, fantastic. We just got done with a rousing weekend over at the Mecum Auto Auction.
We sure did,
it was absolutely fantastic.
We did, Chris. That was awesome.
We had a great time with Julie. Julie was out there with everybody, and We had a super duper fun time out there. Yeah, oh, there was Julie for a second, and then she went away. Tell us how much you liked the Mecum Auto Auction there, Julie.
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. I liked the whole thing. I liked the vibe. I loved that we were able to hook up with that charity, Curing Kids Cancer. I loved the cars, obviously. They were phenomenal. It was an awesome weekend. I was so excited to get to be part of it, and I think we might be heading to another one in a few months here, so
we
hopefully
are,
I will get to be a part of that one as well.
Heck yeah, man.
Heck yeah.
We'll be going to Mecum in Dallas in September, so stay tuned for that. Hey, everybody, make sure that you actually hop online and check out all of our stuff on dudesandbeer.com. You can download the free app. Tune in tonight.
What'd you
chat
say, Chris? It's
live.
Free?
It is free. It's
wow.
Absolutely free. Feel
That's
free to
freaking awesome.
Right over here, we have some QR codes that will actually enter you into a contest to win
You're
some fantastic prizes.
You're actually able to
prizes.
Win prizes, too.
That's right. That's right. If you go on the Facebook and like us, or if you go on and download our app, either way, you are entered to win fabulous prizes this evening. We also
fabulous.
Have a great scavenger hunt going on. There's a selfie scavenger hunt, as
yep.
well as an online scavenger hunt. So feel free to come by and see Julie. Pick up the paperwork for that.
Many, many prizes out there.
We can give away all kinds of prizes at the end of the evening. We want to thank DJ Cinco for bringing us in. We'll have DJ Confucius Jones here in a little while. But our first guest up is actually Amy Jordan from the Yes But Why podcast, who actually just had her one-year anniversary episode yesterday. So
Woo.
Welcome, Amy.
Nice, Amy.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
Fantastic.
Great. Fabulous.
Hello. Yeah, smooth. Feeling smooth. Yeah? Smooth? I'm good?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hello.
Yeah,
hey,
there
how's
it
going?
Is. Hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
super smooth.
Anybody
so tell
there?
Us a little bit about Yes But Why. What's it all about? And how'd the first year go?
Yes But Why podcast is a podcast that I run with two co-hosts. I got Wendell Smith and Patrick Janice, and they are two great guys that I do theater with, and we wanted to showcase lots of other artists like ourselves. We do art and performance as often as we possibly can, and so we wanted to do a podcast that features people that work on the same kind of stuff that we do, though very recently, we've done stand-up comedians and improv comedians and other performers, people who work in the arts, and after we had our one-year anniversary yesterday, I actually got a contact from a guy who does graphic design who was
Ooh.
Like, hey, I'm an artist, but a different kind of artist. Can I be on your show? And I said, oh, yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So we're really excited about
artists
that.
Artists come in all different shapes, color, forms.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Excited about it. Well, it opens up the door to new artistic, pursuits and discussing what that's about. So it's great.
Well, and that's one of my favorite things about Yes But Why, actually, is the fact that it does open people to the concept of arts, open people to the concept of living the arts.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
The arts aren't just something that happens on a cursory basis, that it's something that you live on a daily. And whenever we did the episode with Donna HD not too long ago, I believe
mm-hmm.
that was episode 50?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was just a couple weeks ago. I was guest hosting you with that. And it was an amazing experience to sit there and talk to somebody who actually makes their living trying to explain to corporate America that the passion of what you do
yeah.
is what it's all about. You know, it's fantastic to actually have that money making and everything else. But without the teamwork, without something to actually bring everybody together, it's kind of at a loss. And that's really where our arts community is. That's absolutely where we are as artists and everything else.
You know, when I'm not doing the passion that I do every day, I mean, it's like not living, you know? Like, I mean, that's part of living. It makes me feel good. It's me, you know?
Yeah. If you didn't have your music, you know, you couldn't be fully you in that moment. And I always think it's really important to embrace all the different kinds of people. I think there's a lot of podcasts out there for people who are famous, and it's great that they did well for themselves, but I like to check out people who are doing it at all levels. Did you just start? Are you 6 months in?
Yeah.
Have you been doing it for 30 years? What's the way that it makes you feel? How is it different? I want people to see that there's lots of different ways to live your life as an artist, and you know, there's never a wrong way. And so when they're like, oh, I want to be like this, I want to be like this guy, they can be inspired by so many different kinds of people.
Yeah. Well, and it's also the fact that, I mean, for instance, we'd like to give a big shout-out to Hops & Grain Brewing. They are a
Hops & Grain! Hops & Grain! Come on, everybody!
They are a mainstay
That's
in the
true.
Dudes & Beer
That's
Studio.
True.
They have been since day one. We absolutely love their brews.
Love them, dude.
You know, it goes into the passion of what these guys do here and what the brewers do here. Brewing is a passion. It's something that you're actually dealing with living organisms, and you have to take care of them. You have to nurture them to make sure that things get fed properly and things turn out the way that they should.
Sounds like a pet or something.
And, you know...
You know, speaking of Hops & Grain, I actually realized that I've had a couple guests on Yes But Why that actually are associated with Hops & Grain. Wanted to give them a quick shout-out. One is Nathan Ehrman, who does the Thursdays at 9 comedy show here every Thursday at 9 at Hops & Grain. He does a comedy show, and he was in our episode 13, so you can listen to him and learn all about his comedy career, and then come watch him do comedy here at Hops & Grain. And one of the Hops & Grain bartenders, Mr. Michael Folk, was very recently our guest on episode 49. So we've had people that are involved in the arts and involved in Hops & Grain. It all comes together.
That's right. It does all come together. And it's one huge web that we weave. And it's interesting that you bring that up, because we actually have out in the audience Todd Nevins this evening. Big shout out to Todd Nevins, from the Austin podcast community on Facebook. And we started the Austin Podcast Connection, and it's really a means by which for podcasters to advertise to each other, to let us know about each other's shows, to kind of support things. But the Austin podcast community is something a little bit different. It's more for hosts and things like that to go and find out things about the industry, to find out, like, you know, what the new trends in advertising are, what the new trends in you know, putting.
And that just started, right, Chris?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been out for a little while.
It's
one of those that really kind of puts into perspective a lot of what podcasting is about for podcasters.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different. And
Did I check that out?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank Amy so much for not only coming on the show, but for having us guest host her show as much as she does.
Absolutely.
We
love
being a part of
stuff. I got 1 year under the belt, and I'm looking forward to more years. Maybe I just had episode 52, because we release weekly.
Yep.
So
that's a big number.
We'll get when we get to 100, we'll have a big party with all y'all again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on, Amy.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come by and talk with us.
Go out and enjoy the rest of the party.
Yeah,
we're gonna have DJ Cinco move on over to the microphone here. And then here in a minute, we'll be joined by so many other people. I mean, we've had so many guests over the last year. It's been crazy.
Oh, man. It's been
DJ awesome. Cinco was one of our guests just before South By.
What's going on, everybody?
Uh-huh. So you just got done with a big Google event down south. How'd that go, man?
You know, it goes great. I mean, you know, I love working for Google. I love, you know, doing my thing. Big shout out to all my Googlers in the house. We got some here today. I just want to give a big shout out to Dean Lagara in the house. He's kind of like my unofficial agent. He knows who he is.
Definitely got to give him a shout out.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, things have been great. Things have been steadily moving. You know, we just launched DJCincoMedia.com.
And
also, fantastic. Yeah, so you guys can check out a lot of my videos, content, everything pretty much media on DJCincoMedia.com, and also don't forget about DJCinco.com.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
sounds awesome.
And tell us a little bit, once again, how did you get into actually mixing tracks? How did you find your way into the AV industry?
Because it's all just been kind of like a path that I've just been going on by meeting amazing people like yourselves, like Dudes in Beard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and it's once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can see them at Dudes in Beer podcast, dudesandbeer.com.
That's
check
right.
them out.
Right there.
But it's just maintaining good relationships with people. You know, I just met a good friend, Confucius Jones, right over here. He's right here with me. You know, and it's maintaining, as a public figure, as a performer, you got to maintain those relationships.
Right.
And all the way from DJing to audio video, it's just been one big journey of getting to know people in the industry and maintaining those relationships.
That's just it.
Totally agree.
It's so much networking and getting to know people, and it really is sharing perspectives, especially in the corporate realm that we work in. You really do have to be present of mind. You have to be open to people's concepts. You have to be open to design concepts for a show, stuff like that. Now, whenever you are actually putting on a show, whenever you're doing something like this, how do you go about preparing a set of tracks? How do you go about preparing a set?
Well, I try to think about my target market. I know our last show, and if you guys haven't heard our last show,
it was bomb.
It was.
We got muted on YouTube.
We got muted on YouTube.
We got muted on YouTube.
Did I say the F word too much?
No. It wasn't even that. For those of you who are DJs, for those of you who are musicians, for those of you that actually put out music, put out mixtapes, put out things like that, check out Breach.
Breach.tv.
And there's Richard Adams in the back. We'll have him up in a minute. But yeah, it's an ongoing thing with YouTube that DJs get muted because using copyright material.
And that's the thing. That's the thing with copyright laws. Like SoundCloud. SoundCloud has booted so many of my friends. It's an ongoing issue.
Oh, you know,
we try to put out our mixes for the people and meld and cut and chop these tracks for the general public to, like, you know, tune into on the weekends.
Sure.
When they're getting ready to go to the club. They want that DJ flavor. And, you know, we can't put those things out anymore. We have to find other sites that are not as popular as SoundCloud.
Well, that's the thing, is that you think that there are sites that are not as popular, but I'm here to tell you right now, after about, it's maybe been 2 weeks that we've been on Breach. And your episode was a test bed because we were muted on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know
right.
what? Let me throw this episode up
on
Breach and see what happens. And literally, I kid you not, within like 2 days, we had about 350-something views on that episode.
That's great.
Cool thing about Breach is the fact that they have actually worked with ASCAP, they've worked with BMI to assure the fact that these things are taken care of beforehand so that artists like you, artists like Confucius, can put their mixes out there and make sure
absolutely.
That people hear them and stuff
yeah,
like
so
that.
So they pay
without
ahead
being
of
muted.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
and,
is awesome.
And they just, we'll talk with him more. I don't want to reveal a whole lot. He's going to be coming on here in a little while. So
okay.
I don't want to burst Richard Adams' bubble and drop the news before he gets a chance to. But thank you so much for taking a few minutes coming on with us, DJ Cinco. Please
absolutely.
Tell everybody where they can check you out one more time. Tell everybody where the upcoming shows are.
I do a weekly residency at Latitude 30. That's on San Jacinto, right off of 6th Street. Next to Darwin's Pub, please check us out. Once again, that's DJCincoMedia.com and also DJCinco.com that you can check us out for upcoming shows, bookings, collaborations, mixtapes. Sky's the limit, ladies and gentlemen. Check us out. Also, check out Confucius Jones. He's coming up here next, probably.
And
Dudes and Beer, ladies and gentlemen. This
yeah.
is a great place. Yeah.
Dudesandbeer.com.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, anytime, man. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get Fresh up here, since we've already got Confucius sitting in the seat right there. It looks like it's time for some Fresh trouble. Speaking of DJs, we now have on the airwaves with us two of the hottest new DJs here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, aren't they?
From 989 KUTX, The Breaks.
Yeah.
We have Confucius Jones and Fresh.
Yeah, we ain't here.
How you guys doing?
I'm good.
I'm getting there.
You getting there? Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Go ahead and talk to me for a second there, Fresh.
Happy to be here. Congratulations to you guys on your 100th episode.
Thank you!
Yes. Congrats on the 100th episode. RDG is looking really great right now.
I don't know.
It is.
What episode did we pop up on the first time?
What was that? What episode was it? Like maybe, somewhere in the 80s.
It would have had to have been up around 70, something like that. When I think the first time I ran into you guys was actually at the Austin Classic Gaming Convention.
I don't remember. I was so drunk there.
Is that where we met?
I told you, we were drunk as hell.
Yeah, we were sloshed.
And I find that's normally the best way to approach people with my show is when they're drunk.
Makes sense.
Hey, that was my first episode. I was drunker than shit.
You were. That was episode 2.
Made a hell of an episode, I'll tell you that.
It was Strippers and Lions and Beer Oh My was the title of that.
Damn.
Yeah, no, by the time you came in, we were done with stripper stories.
Why?
I'm sorry, Chris,
you have to bring that one back.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, we can definitely do more stripper stories.
Yeah, we need to
find more strippers.
Oh, I know you can.
I got a lot of stories.
We had your stripper on.
Now she's out there.
That was an interesting episode.
Certainly was.
You know how you know Chris is a good host? But she would run her mouth saying crazy things. Chris was like indulging it. Everybody else sitting in the room just looking at her like, what the hell is she talking about?
That's the chick that said Hillary was part of the lizard people.
Yeah, right?
She talked about lizard people all of a sudden. Out of nowhere.
Start talking about lizard people, I'm down with it. I will talk about lizard people.
It makes good conversation.
I think it makes good conversation myself.
Mario, yeah.
I thought it was funny though that when she did pipe up, that was the only thing that she said. It was hilarious.
That's why I wear these glasses right now so I can see lizard people.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I'm okay to kick ass and chew bubblegum. I'm all out of bubblegum.
Now, tell us a little bit about The Breaks on KUTX, guys, because that is y'all's new show, and we'd like to know a little bit about it. So tell us what it's all about.
Well, it's a gospel show that comes on every Sunday it's a hip-hop show on KGX that comes on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We play whatever we want to, basically.
He's being modest. I'm not here to be modest.
Here we go.
Throw it out there.
It's the best damn hip-hop show on radio in the city of Austin, Texas.
I would have to definitely agree with that.
I like that advertisement. Yeah. Hell to the yeah, bro.
Fresh, don't worry about it. Look, he even see the toast in front of Trey.
Fresh, tell us, what is it that makes it the most innovative, the newest, the hottest
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the fact that it is personality-driven. Me and Confucius were good friends. We've had shows together before. We've known each other for quite some time. So we feed off each other very well. So a lot of times on radio here in Austin, you don't get to really focus in or hone in on the personalities of the show. And we play the best music. We play the music that nobody else is playing.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
As soon as it come out, we get it clean and we playing it. Nobody else is doing that in the city, not radio-wise.
No, and that's most definitely true, especially as far as up-and-coming artists, new artists, things like that. Now, that was a long-fought battle for you guys because, I mean, I joined Revolution Digital Group. By the way, everybody, make sure to check out the podcast by RDG.
Yes.
Make sure to check out everything by the RDG family. We got...
check out RDG.
We got Those Damn Comic Book Guys,
and
which
dudes
is, of
beer.
Course...
And
Dudes and Beer. And we got... FYO podcast.
We got
FYO. We got
FPHS Live. It's coming back soon.
We got some new episodes of Fresh.
I want to announce for the first time here, we might be doing a The Breaks podcast.
Ooh.
Really?
And KUTX.
Ooh.
Yes. Don't
that would be nice.
Oh, that's your fingers. Awesome. We're working on it. It's in the It's in the works, though.
Oh, yeah. That was going to be interviews, no music.
How long do you think before that comes out?
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're doing a test show tomorrow.
Okay.
And then hopefully that gets pushed through and gets thumbs up, and it'll be official by next week, hopefully.
Well, fantastic, so, man.
Like I said, fingers crossed.
I am more than excited about that.
Now, yeah, I'm happy for you guys.
You
man.
Guys were Dope. Recently, as far as those damn comic book guys go, y'all were actually voted as one of the top podcasts in Austin, Texas.
Yes, and we were.
And that
clap
actually...
It up,
that actually...
What are we clapping for?
What's that?
What are we clapping for?
I'm not too sure, actually, but I thought it was a cool thing to do, though.
I just want to be like everybody else.
We
were voted. I don't know. I honestly don't know if we were voted, selected, or what, because they didn't contact us. But in Austin Monthly for the March edition, we were listed as one of the top podcasts. And, you know, if once again, going back to Chris being a good host, he's being modest. But when he came to visit me in Fresh Air, our new apartment, and Chris was like, you know, we're taking a spot next year. You know that, right? I'm like, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at it.
Oh, no. That's my goal. My goal is to dethrone him.
Like I said, either to dethrone, which I wouldn't be mad at, or to be on there at the same time.
Oh, no. That's really my goal, is to have three of us from RDG on
there
next year.
We're on the same team.
I want three podcasts from RDG on there next year. That's my goal.
It's doable.
That's my absolute goal. And it's very doable. I mean, you guys got your stuff. We got ours. And we've been looking at a whole bunch of new podcasts.
It only
things
helps
like
out
that.
The whole, you know.
I didn't have a chance to talk to O this last weekend, and that kind of upset
you about
me.
That.
But I didn't, things were just so crazy with Meekum and stuff like that in Houston.
O's an old
nuts.
Man. You got time. He's an old man. You got time.
He's like me. If I caught him at about 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure I could probably have a good phone conversation with him.
Yeah,
he's up with the chicken. Maybe like 15 minutes.
The only thing about O is he don't travel as much as you. O just kind of like goes... Work home.
Well, and that's understandable. I wish it was more work home for me, but...
I hate my job. Free me, please. Help me, please.
Now, I just got to ask, because I've got you guys on, and we have
yes,
not...
Yes, it's true. I was a porn star. It was 2000. I didn't have any money.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. We've all done things in our youth that we regret.
Shit, I can totally... Yeah, that's a true statement.
Now, I just got to know, because I've got you both on here. We've got quite a few minutes. We haven't talked comic books in a quick minute. I got to geek out with you guys, man. I got to geek out. Right. So
here go Chris on a rant.
What did y'all think of the new Logan movie?
Loved it.
Loved it.
I loved it.
Why did you love it, Aaron?
I loved it because... It was the one time...
He likes Hugh Jackman with his shirt off.
I mean...
Don't be gay.
Hugh Jackman. But...
Paul, gay.
But, no. It was the one time where we really got to see, like, an accurate depiction of Logan or Wolverine.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was really like Fox let Logan and... What was it? James Mangold?
Yeah, Mangold. Yeah.
They really let them do what they wanted to do as far as... the film goes and the story that they wanted to tell and everything. And X-23 was just bad as shit.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely. I think really, though, a lot of that opened up with Deadpool because Fox put that out and it was one of those, like, you know, to do a character the justice that the character is.
Yeah.
They saw that there is efficacy in that for the first time, I think. And it was kind of sad to see it with the outro film of Logan, that it was like the last one, that it was like, yeah, they made him as bad to the bone as possible. They made it to where, like, there were parts where he didn't even have adamantium yet and was slicing people open with bone.
They actually used blood.
Yeah. They actually... And I remember you the other night talking about
how
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the second one, they didn't hit people because it was too violent.
Come on.
It was... Well, it's true. They didn't.
They didn't. There's literally a scene where they get caught in the net and Leonardo's like, how are we going to get out of this? And he has his sword right on his back. I'm like, yeah. Pull your
there's literally a scene out. Where Michelangelo hollers out, combat cold cuts, and he's swinging salami in the air.
Yeah.
As nunchucks.
Boy ain't lying. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know,
that can only
to me.
Go so far.
Well, it softball pitches characters, it softball pitches plot lines, and
right.
It's one of those. At one point, are you doing. Thank you, Julie. What's honorable for the plot line, what's right for the plot line, what's right for the character.
The thing that's crazy about the Turtles, and I'm not going to go too deep into nerdom here, but
that's
is that.
All right.
Because their history has been so intertwined with being a children's story for so long,
yeah.
That the original history of them being violent assassins under
right.
Splinter is
yeah.
just forgotten.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They can get away with doing kiddie stuff for as long as they can, but because the original comic books haven't been violent since like 86.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, so, and that's just it, because whenever it first came out, it was pretty
hard.
It was
hard. Violent as hell.
Oh, no, it was violent as shit.
They were trained assassins, yeah, literally. Yeah, they were trained to kill Shredder.
Yeah, yeah, no, they were ninjas.
There was no like, oh, we're just here to protect the city. No, you're here to kill Shredder. Right.
No, it was straight up an Iron Fist type scenario where Iron Fist was like trained to take on the Hand.
I mean, they were,
he was trained to take on the Foot Clan.
The
that's what
Turtles, they
were done.
They said they were inspired by Frank Miller's run on Daredevil, which was extremely fucking violent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean... Yeah. If you read the original Turtles, it's like, hey, this is pretty gruesome. They didn't even talk in there either.
Yeah, they didn't.
It was black and white, they didn't
black
talk.
Black and white, yeah.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
It was just angry grunts.
But when it became a cartoon.
So, Confucius, what about those 80 Turtle movies?
I love them.
You know,
The first one's good.
The second one I'm down with. I like some Go Ninja Go.
I'm with you, Chris. I like Vanilla Ice and the Go Ninja Go.
Yeah.
But the first one, the original, is my all-time favorite.
Oh, yeah, no, most definitely. What I love is the work of Jim Henson Studios. It's the fact that...
RPGM.
It's real. There's no CGI. I really can't wait for the Dark Crystal 2 to come out.
And they're making a Dark Crystal 2?
Yes, they are.
I didn't hear that. I didn't read that.
Yes, they are.
It was like a year ago.
I heard they're making a Willow 2, and I was like, why do you need to make a Willow 2?
No, they are making a Willow 2 that's been cast and stuff like that, but Dark Crystal 2...
Why are they making a Willow 2?
Dark Crystal 2 came out, and
the same reason why they're trying to remake The Crow.
It's actually all being redone by Jim Henson Studios. There will be no CGI. Everything will be puppets.
I'm with that, because, you know, when that's one thing I like about this new revamped Star Wars. They've kind of gone back to practical effects instead of just... relying on green screen.
No, exactly. They have actual sets.
Yeah.
They have actual sets, and it makes
there's
such a huge
feel.
Difference.
There's a feel
it draws,
to it,
it actually
did,
draws you into it.
It does draw you. It makes it feel more real, because I love the prequels to an extent, but there was times you could tell they didn't know what the hell they were looking at.
Exactly.
God,
they were
talking.
Yeah. You could tell.
Oh, God, yeah. No, Hugh
McGregor can only do so much, but you could tell he was like, I don't know what am I doing? Going right here? Okay. Like, come on.
Very dry in those three movies.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap this up, let everybody know where they can go to check out those damn comic book guys. Where they can go to check out the breaks on KUTX.
Right.
And let them know where they can find out anything about you guys. RDG, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Plug it away.
You can find any and everything from those damn comic book guys. Just Google it. Those damn comic book guys.
Yep.
SoundCloud.com/thosedamncomicbookguys. Facebook, those damn comic book guys. We got we have a group and a page.
The group
Twitter.
Is active as all get out, folks. The group is great.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're talking about.
You got to know what you're talking about, because we come in there, we
come in
there
guns
a-blazing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Coming there guns a-blazing.
You guys always do.
Twitter at TD Comic Book Guys. And I'm sorry, SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/TD Comic Book Guys. The breaks you can listen every Saturday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on KUTX 98.9 FM, or you can listen at KUTX.org or download the KUTX app for iPhone and Android.
And while you're there, make sure to download the Dudes and Beer app for iPhone
and
Android.
Make sure you do that, man.
Because that is how you have instant access to us. It is like a party in your pocket. We are creepily there all the time. Not only that, you can actively chat with us while we are live on the air, even right now.
Yeah,
right.
If you're listening right now via the interwebs, feel free to chat with us. So, guys, thank you so much for coming on, taking a few minutes while you're here.
Welcome
We're
going
to get to
thank
hear
you.
Some music from Confucius Jones.
Yeah.
After
this,
so it's going to be super fun. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. And you can follow me on Twitter at @fresh_night. That's KNIGHT.
Yep. And tell them where they can find Fresh Prince ATX.
You can find Fresh Prince ATX.
Bangbros.com.
You can find me there, too.
Where the hell you can.
I don't know about that one.
That motherfucker wish you could find him on
I'm
still living life. I'm a young man still.
That's all right.
There you go.
That's all right.
You can find FPATX Live at SoundCloud/FPATX. So, check me out and follow it on Twitter at FPATX.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming out tonight. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
A part of the 100th episode.
We are honored and flattered that you're
you.
Let us be
absolutely. I can't wait to hear you spin
like
in a little while.
I like
right,
this whole vibe.
Right
wait
now,
to hear that spin.
Since she is right back behind you guys, shaking her head with such literal disappointment.
Justice from John Singleton's poetic justice.
I've got to bring...
We got Janet Jackson in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
I've
got
to bring...
Janet Jackson.
I got to bring Miss Tia Williams up. because she has been one of the best guests that we've had over the last year.
Don't be nice to her.
Yeah.
And everybody be nice to Tia.
Everybody nice to
Don't
Tia.
Worry. Don't worry. Confucius is mute now, so anything Tia. He says will not be heard,
Thank
huh?
God. So, I love you so much for that, Chris.
You see how Fresh didn't want to give up the mic very easy.
Right?
Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah. Thank you.
So how have you been doing, Miss Tia?
I've been really good. Kind of just working and staying a little bit low-key.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came on the show shortly after Confucius and them for the first time, and you were one.
Yes, I did. I actually came alone. We came, I believe, there was a shooting, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say it was when Terrence Crutcher.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. It was right as both of those happened.
Oh,
Terrence.
That's right.
That was actually my favorite episode, and not just because I was on it.
No, we really opened up some lanes of discussion there, and that is so much of what Dudes and Beer is about. We were asked outside by Todd Evans, the guy that runs Austin Podcast Community on Facebook here in town, what the show is all about. And really, the whole philosophy of the show is this country was started in this situation right here.
Right.
It was started in a brew house. It was started with a bunch of people sitting around drinking beer, talking about politics, religion, economics, social issues. And for some reason, somewhere along the line, it became anathema in our country to talk about these issues over beer, around the dinner table, or in mixed company.
Right.
And I just got to ask you once again, what's that doing for our dialogue, Tia?
Honestly, the reason I say it was my favorite episode, again, not because I was on it, but because of the open dialogue I was able to have.
Yeah.
No judgment, just, you know, letting things go. I think, like I always say, people forget that we have a lot more in common. They let things like race and religion separate us when all, at the end of the day, we all bleed red. And I think if more of us were actually able to come together and talk without judgment.
Yeah.
I think we would be a lot better off.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, yes. Even the stuff that's going on right now, you know, with Syria and things like that.
Oh, my God.
It's absolutely horrifying. And it to me, it's one of those that people actually understood the fact that we were actively funding both sides of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was just an article, you may have seen it, that I posted it.
Probably.
There, about 2 weeks ago, where the LA Times reported that Pentagon-funded rebels were actively fighting CIA-funded rebels. And it's like, if that doesn't show the fact that we're propping up both sides of what's going on, right. I don't know what does.
I hate to say it, and I promised myself that I wouldn't get to this point, but at this point, I'm just kind of numb to it. Like,
exactly.
I really, because I don't want to be numb, because I'm like, this is not normal, this is not regular, I don't want to normalize anything.
Right.
So I try not to, but it's like, oh my God, can we go a day without something crazy happening?
Without something just popping off that is out of control.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, and that's honestly part of the reason why I kind of stepped back from the whole podcasting, because my idea was Black Chick Politics.
Yeah.
And
cool.
I was like, you know, I just don't know if I have the energy to discuss this every day. I don't want to discuss this every day.
No.
So,
and that's one of the reasons why we've kind of stepped back
from it.
Yeah, yeah.
From
we
some
did.
Of that
yeah.
because
yeah, we got kind of burned out, didn't we, on certain
well,
things?
Well, not necessarily
bit.
Burned out. It's more of the fact of what is the efficacy of following that all the time,
all
every
the
time.
Time.
And really, like, you know me probably more than some of these other folk because of the conversations that we have on Facebook, Tia. And to me, it's the fact of we are giving into this. We are the ones that are putting this forth. We are the ones that are actively making this decision to put this energy into it. And I got so many better things that I can put energy into that are positive, that are good, that are right. They actively create conversation. And for me to go through, I mean, even the Pope recently came out and was like, listen, everybody, the world over, doesn't matter, U.S., Italy, doesn't matter, enough with the name calling. You say that you're trying to change the world, and then all you do is name call, and that does not change the world. That is the status quo.
No,
and it doesn't reach across the table. It doesn't open up conversation, especially a racial dialogue across cultures. And that's what most people, I think, really don't understand, that what's going on in our country is the fact that there is a racial conversation across cultures that needs to happen.
Completely agree.
And, and that's just it. It's not just a racial conversation. It's a cultural conversation.
I agree. Right.
And to say that we are devoid of a culture in America, I think, is a big misstatement. Because otherwise, why would so much of the world want to be like America? Why would they follow our culture? Why would they listen to our music, watch our TV shows? There's quite obviously an influential culture that happens and is the world over.
True indeed.
And the problem is, what are we doing? And Denzel Washington called people out on it right as the whole fake news cycle started. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh,
like, what a responsibility you guys have to make sure that what you put out is real.
It's crazy to me that people do not research anything.
Mm-mm.
It's almost as if,
no.
And honestly, I really don't think people even read articles anymore.
No, they don't.
I went to an article in the comments. I was just like reading the comments, and I'm like, there is no way that you read this article based on what you're saying. Did you even click the article to open it? I think people take things and they just run with
it. I'll give you a prime example, all right? And I have a picture of it. I'll show it to you. I reported it to Facebook. I reported the guy to Facebook and blocked him.
Fake news.
But whenever we made our Mika mad, all right, for Mika Motto Auction. There we were, Mika Motto Auction. Hey, what's up? You know, some dude literally saw fit to go on and make an anti-Semitic post on our Mika Motto Auction ad.
Whoa, I didn't catch that one.
Oh, yeah, no, I rapidly found it and took a picture, like took a screenshot and sent it to Facebook and blocked the guy and everything and reported the guy. But it was one of those like, really? What's going on with that? Like this, who are you, number one? Who are you talking to? Are you talking to us or are you talking to Meekum? Like, you didn't even make it clear who your VMC was angry at.
I think social media is a gift and a curse.
It is.
Yeah. I can appreciate how far we've come.
It's a double-edged sword, really.
Technology, you know what I mean? But sometimes I'm just like, it's a bit much. It allows things to spread so rapidly.
Right.
I think it was somebody died or something. And it was like from 2013, and I'm like, dude, you're really. And I started seeing it on my timeline, and I'm like, okay, did anybody read the date? Did anybody pay attention? Like, y'all are just gonna spread whatever is out there. We have that so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
No, that's just it. And it's interesting. I did an episode not too long ago about cognitive dissonance and the idea of even when presented with facts, people will fight vehemently to defend their point of view.
Yes, indeed.
It really comes to the point of education, the point of thinking, the point of what we're thinking at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it comes to a narrow-minded point of view on a lot of us.
Yeah.
Within the parentheses, the whole spectrum over. And I really think it's time for us to have full-on conversation, full-on dialogue about things like this.
If we could get back to understanding understanding the importance of understanding and open dialogue instead of always just simply wanting to be right, then we'd be a lot better. It's like, what?
There's Confucius rehearsing.
The Grammys thing where it's like cutting me off, my time is...
You just got played off, girl.
Right?
Rude.
So... On that note,
that.
My question to you is, when are we going to see a podcast from Tia?
Yeah.
So Tia is currently writing.
Okay.
I have a blog, Mind of a Black Girl at WordPress.com.
Okay.
I've really been exploring writing. I'm in love with it. It's been kind of my positive place and my peace. Confucius and I are actually working on a movie currently also.
Yes.
So I've been exploring that.
I heard about that.
Yeah. That is
exciting.
Very
exciting.
I am so excited.
I can't wait.
We have a beautiful space. We have casting auditions in May.
Nice.
So for anybody who hears this who is an aspiring actor or actress, please email 1987etc@gmail.com to hear more about it. But as far as the podcast goes, honestly, I am not sure. It's still on my to-do list, but right now writing has my attention is what's been of more importance to me, honestly.
I think that's great. Yeah. Put it to paper, you know.
I'm more than excited to be a part of this movie project. I can't wait to get things up and rolling.
And I still need you to help me with a website also.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. We'll get you up and going. That's what the RDG family's all about. We'll make sure you got things up and right.
You're covered.
On that note, Tia, thank you so much for the many episodes that you've been
on
this year.
It's always a pleasure to have you guys.
Always a pleasure.
From the final presidential election to the crazy episodes that we've had you on.
Oh, we've been through an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, it's been a crazy roller coaster.
But always good.
Thank you so much for the time this evening. We're going to have you step aside so that Jeffrey Gottlieb can take your spot here.
Hello, Jeffrey.
And,
here comes Jeffrey.
Go ahead and move over into Tia's spot here, just because that's probably the better microphone of the two, being not right up against the speaker. Yeah. Yeah. So, there's Jeffrey.
There's the Jeffrey.
How are you doing, Jeffrey Gottlieb?
I am fantastic.
Awesome.
Congratulations, guys, on 100 episodes.
Thank you so much.
That means a lot.
I was happy to be part of one of those. And sure were. It's awesome. I wish I could have joined you guys at Mecum this week. It was fantastic.
And that's you weren't too far away either, you know? You were still in town.
I was.
Yeah. You were over here at the classic car show that goes on here in Austin. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's the Lone Star Roundup. I guess it's the 16th year they've done it. It's hot rods and rat rods. You know, everywhere from guys that have spent $300,000 restoring a car to guys that have spent about $800 cobbling together some parts and bolting a seat to the frame and no floorboards and rust and everything.
It's truly a passion what they do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on tonight was here recently in the news. Since Jeffrey has been on the show, and before Jeffrey was on the show, he joined the Dudes and Beer group. I invite everybody to go join the Dudes and Beer group on Facebook as well as the page. If you're here tonight, go like the Dudes and Beer page. Be entered to win our drawings. We got all kinds of prizes tonight. But the Dudes and Beer Facebook group posts all kinds of wild articles all the time to kind of spur conversation and things like that. One of the reasons I wanted to bring you on tonight was because one of the recent articles that we posted was about a Secret Service agent actively having a laptop stolen and the security protocols involved with that. So tell us a little bit about the software that you've developed. I know that we touched on it a little bit whenever you were on.
Right.
But let us know a little bit more about it and what it's all about.
Well, I don't want to take credit for developing it, but I do work for the company that did. Basically, it's a data device security offering that in the case of this missing laptop from the Secret Service, they could freeze the device remotely, track its location, and go and affect the recovery of the system and capture the person that took it.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. And you guys actually implement this for school districts, stuff like that, for minors who use computers under the school district's name, that kind of stuff.
Right. We do a lot of work with school districts that roll out one-to-one programs where they put a laptop in the hands of every kid in the district. And, you know, it's like giving a kid a $100 bill, you know. You don't want them running down the street waving it in the air. But in the event that one of the devices does disappear, you know, we're able to track it down and get it back. Recently, we were actually able to find a runaway. Kid ran away. Nobody knew where he was. And somebody hit on the idea that maybe he took a school-issued laptop with him. Well, sure enough, he had. We were able to track the laptop down and find the kid.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. So
nice.
Aside from all the, you know, the secret agent man stuff that we do, every now and then we do a real cool thing and break up a kiddie porn ring or find a runaway or something like that.
It's really just amazing to me some of the technology that's out there now and some of the stuff that exists in this realm. And to know that you guys are on the forefront of it, to know that you guys are actively out there trying to protect children, trying to protect schools, trying to keep this kind of information in check is phenomenal to me and absolutely amazing, the technology that y'all are integrating into this. How long has that taken y'all?
The company's been around for over 20 years, and as the different platforms have developed and different types of technology and different types of devices, we've expanded the capabilities of the product to cover those different types of devices. So whether it's a Mac or a PC or an Android device or an iPad or a Chromebook or what's now cloud book is the new thing. It's an inexpensive Windows.
So would you
device.
Say your company's always constantly developing to stay ahead of the technology curve and stuff like that?
We try to meet the demand. We try to make our agent more stealthy and make it do more things. So now, you know, if you had a healthcare company and you might have a lot of personal health information right. on the individual endpoints, but you don't know what Bob Smith or Sally Jones has, we can actually scan your network of installed devices and find out if somebody's got a whole bunch of Social Security numbers or credit card numbers or dates of birth and things like that. So you as an administrator can secure that information before the laptop gets stolen and you have a breach, because breaches are ridiculously expensive. You can get kicked out of a state. You can get kicked out of doing business in an entire state for 5 years.
Wow.
So and be fined millions of dollars. So for our healthcare customers, we do stuff like that.
Wow. Well, and that's just it. To me, it's one of those, especially in the last year or so, the last few years with ACA and things like that, there have been so many insecure options out there on the internet. To know that you guys are actually providing the software, providing something that can lock things down from the point of origin to make sure that sensitive information doesn't get out, doesn't aggregate out amongst a server or anything like that, is pretty amazing. And the fact that y'all can actively track where it's being used, where it's being IP'd through and stuff like that is absolutely amazing.
Well, as healthcare evolves in the United States, more of it's going to be provided by home healthcare workers. There's going to be nurses and nurse practitioners and physicians assistants that will actually go to your home or your place
actually
of business.
In your home.
Right. And they will take your information, critical health information, and it's going to be on that local laptop. Well, if somebody steals that, they've got probably your date of birth, probably your Social Security number, all your personal health information, which is a huge problem. So, you know, utilizing our product to be able to secure it, and it's not just our solution. You can use it with encryption. You can use it with all sorts of other tools, a multi-layered approach, belt and suspenders, and actually protect that information and save the company from a breach and you from having your identity stolen. So,
well,
it's kind of cool.
It's an absolutely phenomenal system, and we'd love to have you on to talk more in depth about it, things like that. You were here in the audience. I wanted to make sure that you had some time as a previous guest. Thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate
talking about it a little bit.
Congratulations and, again. I hope to be here for 200.
Oh, absolutely. You will be here for like number 300, 400, 500. Believe me, Jeffrey. And in numerous conversations before them, because the realm that you're in is exactly what we love talking about all the time. So thank you so much for coming on, for being a part of tonight.
Pleasure.
We appreciate you so much. We'd like to invite Mr. Richard Adams up to the microphone now from Breach.tv and Breach.fm to talk about some of the new stuff that is going on with that, because the platform is absolutely amazing. I have been loving it. Julie is actually giving me the stink eye over here because we have not done a giveaway on the prize wheel. So as Richard takes his seat, let's find out about a giveaway from the prize wheel. Julie? No, you're on.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
No, you're on. Go
ahead. Am I live? Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear me in the microphone? Okay. All right, guys. I know it's been hard to hear, but I appreciate y'all hanging in there with us. We have got our first raffle drawing to see who's going to get to come up and spin the prize wheel. Woo! Prize wheel! And it is Rochelle Roberts. Come on up. Woo! Where are you, Ro?
Rochelle,
I know
Roberts.
She's here. I just saw her.
You
maybe she went outside.
To win.
All right. Brian is going to go grab Ro. While we are waiting for that, I'm going to take a stroll around and say hello to a couple individuals.
Go for it.
All right. Awesome. Let's see who we got here. We have Todd Nevins here. Tell us a little bit about your podcast, Todd.
Hello, I'm Todd Nevins. I host the Go Hunt Life podcast, which explores people's idea of living the normal life until they reach a breaking point, pull the ripcord, and let go of the ordinary and search out and pursue the extraordinary.
That sounds kind of like exactly what we do, so that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you found us, and thank you so much for being here. How long has your podcast been going on?
About 8 months. I just dropped my 44th episode this morning. And you are right. You guys are pretty extraordinary. No doubt.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to me, Todd. We've got Rochelle here ready to spin the prize wheel.
All right, Rochelle,
are you so excited?
So excited.
Woo! All right, give it a spin. Let's see what you got. It's spinning at home. It's spinning. It's spinning. It's
the wheel
spinning.
Of fate spins. As
I hope
we
she
speak.
Wins 5 minutes on Dudes and Beer, so we get to talk to her for a little bit longer.
Right?
Oh my gosh! It looks like we're going to
5 minutes on Dudes and Beer.
Woo! So Rochelle won 5 minutes on Dudes and Beer. So come on over and put a headphone on.
Yeah, hop on over, Rochelle.
We've got Rochelle Roberts from Maine. You got to go the other way, girl.
That is awesome.
Go the other way.
There we go. Hot dog.
That's the best prize, I think.
Woo, thank you, Rochelle.
All right. We will have more prizes, more giveaways, more things like that as the evening goes on. Rochelle, feel free to step on up. So, Richard, tell us a little bit about Breach TV, all of the new developments that are going on.
Well, first of all, thank you guys for bringing me back on here, and congratulations
Always.
On the 100th episode. Looking forward to seeing more from you guys. The next 100 episodes. Let's do this. As far as what's going on with Breach, we have just last weekend got approved for ad revenue sharing, so that is coming. We have started implementing the code for ad revenue
fantastic.
So that folks like yourself can post videos, your podcast,
whatnot. I want to be posting all kinds of stuff.
You do that. We're looking forward to it. All of that stuff will be able to generate revenue on Breach starting very soon.
Fantastic. And what kind of timeline are we looking at with that?
This week. The code's already implemented. We're just waiting on the video provider to actually activate the ads for us.
Okay, fantastic. That's great, because, I mean, we have thoroughly enjoyed being a part of the Breach platform over the last few weeks. We get some crazy views on there. For those of you that are musicians, for those of you that are people that create, go to breach.tv, join up.
Yeah.
We are getting literally hundreds and hundreds of views a day. I mean, I want to say we had one that posted a couple days ago that already has into the thousands
of
views.
Well, you know what I like about Breach is, like, you don't put videos where they, like, silence your video, and it's just a video, you know, like, and no audio.
Yeah. Well, where they don't mute things and stuff like that.
Kind of like ours.
Right. That's
kind
of
like what
the
happened to us one time.
Yeah. That's because of the licensing agreements that we have with the music providers, BMI, ASCAP, Harry Fox, etc. So that folks like your DJ friends here who are here tonight,
yep,
they can post stuff.
I remember that episode with Richard, and we were talking. I can't remember the conversation, what the topic, and then everything I said, he was pointing it out. Nope, you're blocked. Nope, you're blocked. You know, everything YouTube would have, like, even, like,
and,
your
and
bot.
You know, the crazy thing is they've gotten even more restrictive since we were here
two weeks ago. No, absolutely. They've begun all kinds of restrictions.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, off chance, let's talk with Rochelle real quick. What is it that you do, Rochelle?
I work in medical imaging, CT technologist.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Now, what kind of CT work do you typically do? Is it like brain work or what?
We scan the entire body, basically fancy X-rays, head to toe evaluation. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that sounds kind of like some Tesla stuff going on.
Now, what kind of technology do y'all normally use for that? Is it microwave technology? Is it X-ray technology? Explain to most people who do not have a functional idea of a sliced X-ray what a CT scan actually is.
Well, basically, CT scan is a sliced X-ray. You hit the nail on the head. So basically, it's an X-ray tube that's going to travel around a donut, per se, and take pictures from all angles. You think of your body like a loaf of bread, it'll actually cut it into slices. We can open up each one of those and create pictures from any angle we please.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's intense. Yeah. That's intense.
Yeah, it's gotten crazy. And, I mean, I can attest right now that as an expectant father, we have some pretty amazing technology to be able to get 4D ultrasounds, things like that. And the stuff that's coming along with CTs now, especially with some of the stuff that they are developing for in-the-field diagnosis of subdural hematomas and brain injuries in the field for football, stuff like that, is pretty incredible right now.
Absolutely. That's one of the main exams we do is CTs of the brain for injuries. Yeah. Falls mainly for geriatric patients, but any type of injury.
Now, what was it that took you into that realm of study?
The field of radiology was intriguing to me because there are so many ways you can go with it. There's a ton of modalities, you know, ultrasound, MRI, nuclear medicine, mammography, CT. If you get more than one, you just move on to the next.
And yeah.
They all kind of play a part in the puzzle on getting a diagnosis for the patient.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, what was it that made you want to specifically focus in that as opposed to going and being a normal RN or going and being an ultrasound tech or anything like that?
A love for the anatomy of the body and the processes of the body. It's just an amazing thing, and I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the technology behind it because, like I said, being able to see active functioning of the brain through CT technology, being able to actively see the brain working, being able to see the body working in slices of time is pretty absolutely amazing.
Dude, that's a trip,
yes,
man.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Now,
that is so cool.
Now, I guess going back to Richard, how would medical companies, things like that, be able to take advantage of Breach to be able to put that kind of content out there, to be able to put that kind of perhaps even virtual classroom work out there?
That's a good question. That's certainly a possibility. One of the things that we do have the ability to do on Breach is users can upload things privately so that if they're not a friend, you won't see it. So that protects patient privacy, those kinds of things. That's something that we can look into for sure.
Yeah, because there's a huge market right now, I've noticed, for online classes, online seminars, things like that. So to be able to offer continuing education to nurses, to be able to offer that kind of stuff would be pretty incredible.
It would be.
They could definitely do some of their advertisements or their studies and what they're doing and, the next thing to come type technology stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
Type videos, you know?
Well, and, you know, the thing is, the realm of CT, all that kind of stuff is absolutely changing all the time. It changes, I know a guy here locally who works on technology for detecting, subdural hematomas, things like that in the field. And the technology behind it is absolutely amazing and mind-boggling. And just to see the fact that that kind of stuff is being carried now in a handheld device, that we're looking at handheld CT scans, things like that, that are very much Star Trek in basis, very much a health scanner.
Beam me up.
The tricorder that they used in Star Trek is pretty wild.
Yeah.
It is. I saw a transducer that plugged into your iPhone so you could basically take an ultrasound of yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was $7,000 for that.
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
That is absolutely affordable and insane.
But let me tell you what, you would never know what you were looking at. Ultrasound is one of the most difficult modalities.
It is.
Now, it would have to take a certain type of knowledge of somebody to know, to actually know what they're looking at.
Absolutely.
Once they see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Well, and that's just it. Much like Richard's technology, things like that, it is something that you have to do a lot of testing with. It is something that you have to do a lot of background work with. Now, how have things been going with the launch of Breach FM?
Not as well as I'd like, but we are making So one of the things we wanted to do with the Breach FM launch was we wanted to make a single sign-on between both sites, and that's where I've run into a lot of compatibility issues because we're dealing with two different operating systems, two different platforms completely.
Sure.
One of which was prepackaged, one of which is the one I'm writing myself, which is the FM product. So I'm having to learn a lot about how to integrate those two platforms together. And it's coming along. We are making progress. It's not going as fast as I'd like, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Welcome to the software development lifecycle.
Well, it is something that takes quite a while to develop and quite a while to get in place. The things that y'all have done in the short amount of time since y'all launched have been absolutely amazing. Where can people find out about the monetization of their videos? Where can they go to actively join Breach? Tell us a little bit about that.
So we are launching a blog on the Breach TV website. That'll be up probably tomorrow. So there will actually be a blog detailing about what's going on with the platform, what's new, what's coming, what's not coming, what's happening, what's not happening. So that will be actually probably live tomorrow.
Great.
And then as far as signing up, there's a sign-up link on the homepage for Breach TV. So people can just go out there, hit the homepage. There's a sign-up button. You can sign up, start uploading right away.
Fantastic. And, you know, like I said, we joined Breach all of a few weeks ago, and our views have been off the chart. The community there is absolutely supportive. It's a great place to find people of like mind, find people of like project, find people of passion. So
exactly.
Thank you so much for starting that and everything else. On that note, thank you so much. Thank you so much for Rochelle to being a guest on the show
of
the 5-minute Wheel of Fate. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for Richard Adams for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you know, we'll definitely have you on again here very, very soon.
Indeed, we will
be talking about all the updates and things like that.
Looking forward to it.
On that note, everybody, that pretty much wraps it for this episode of Dudes and Beer live from Hops and Grain Brewing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in. Download the free app. It is free on the iTunes market, on the Android market.
And Android.
You can also find us on dudesandbeer.com. You can also find us on PhotoBucket, iTunes, Spreaker, all kinds of places. So until next time, everybody, take care, and if you can't be good, be good at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our audio streams and chat with us live, download the official Dudes and Beer app for both Android and iDevices available on the Google Play and iTunes markets. For more episodes, content, and information, visit us online at dudesandbeer.com. You can also find our episodes on Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, drink responsibly.